Okay, here we are on a sunny Thursday afternoon. Welcome along to another downloadable interview from Folkin.com with me, Paul Johnson, and Darren Beach.
One day you'll be able to say it, Paul.
Yeah, how many years? And I still can't say downloadable interview. And we've got the pleasure of being here with Chris Leslie. How are you?
Very well, Paul. Darren, yeah. Lovely to be here.
Lovely to see you. You've been a busy boy, haven't you?
Yeah,
it's good. Well, with all the Cropperty and the Fairport stuff, you've also done your solo album, which is very brave, because I remember talking to you a little while ago, and you was going, oh, no, I don't know, I might do, and we kept going, yeah, go for it. So you went and done it. How's it been?
Well, what clinched the idea in the end was I got a few solo gigs lined up, just a toe-in-the-water feel to see how I felt about it and how audiences might feel about it. And after I'd done a string of five or six, I'd got enough material there, because what I wanted to do was not have an evening of Fairport stuff, you know. I wanted it to be a set that was different. I've got a couple of old friends in there from the Fairport repertoire that I've written, but apart from that, it was all new stuff.
Which ones were those, actually, that you kept in?
John Gowdy, and thank you, and I'm Already There. Those are two. And so I got home, and Linda, my wife, my lovely wife, who knows all really to do with whatever I do, she said, you really should now go in the studio and put those down. Now you've been out and done it and you've seated them in. And I thought, she's right, you know. So,
and that happened in December, didn't it?
November. And luckily, it was recorded at a studio about 3 miles from where we're sitting now, in the village of Chacom. A fine studio. And the chap there, Gavin Backhouse, he was brilliant. He really got what I was after, because I was after something quite kind of intimate. I wanted something quite intimate, not very overlaid.
Yes.
A couple of the tracks have that approach, but most of it's just me and the tenor guitar and very simple fiddle accompaniment or very simple mandolin accompaniment, which is kind of what I was after, more of an atmosphere. So it turned out okay. I think it's been quite well received, and it's there. It's called Origins, and available from my website, I have to say.
Absolutely, and your website as well. You've got up and running now.
ChrisLeslie.com?
ChrisLeslie.org.uk.
Org.uk.
Yeah, the trouble is I share a name with a very reputable politician.
Right.
So it's really hard to find any website that's free, you know, because Chris Leslie, the MP, bless him, good luck to him, has taken up most of the other options, so I'm chrisleslie.org.uk.
And was it really nerve-wracking for you? I mean, you've been performing for years with Fairport now and lots of stuff before that. Is it because it was kind of stripped back and you was out there? Did you do solo, or did you have a few friends around
it's
you?
Totally solo.
So it's just totally you.
Solo.
Out there, quite big audiences? Or?
Yeah, I mean, nice audiences. Yeah. I mean, I did the Nettlebed Folk Club and it was pretty much full, which I was really pleasantly surprised, you know. And for me, the thing that clinched it for me was I took delivery a couple of years ago of a very nice tenor guitar made by Ozark, and it's got a full size guitar body pretty much with a tenor neck, and so having that instrument, it does sound like a guitar, so it's got that much broader sonic sound to it. I mean, mandolins are great, bazookas are great, but they're quite narrow in listening to them all evening, whereas a guitar sound is much more open-ended. So having got that instrument, that really was the last bit of the jigsaw for me to actually go out and try it.
So you had the tenor guitar, and then did you have sort of like a Bob Dylan type piece for the
mouth
Native
organ.
American, the Native flute, which all you need is a drum and a foot pedal.
That's right. I could have. Yeah. I mean, I've definitely made the evening song based, as is the album. Yeah. You know, I wanted, because all my three previous solo albums were very much instrumental based. Yeah. And because since being in Fairport, really, I've done a lot more singing and a lot more. Yeah. Writing, I guess. So I've become to really enjoy that area of things, and I think it's probably much more kind of an easier on the ear evening if it's song based than just purely instrumental based. So it's about 80% songs,
It's quite nice, isn't it, when you, especially with that guitar, sounds beautiful, that you can actually just sit there and you can start to play, and you get those deep tones from the guitar.
Absolutely.
And it all becomes a little bit more sort of drawn in. And
absolutely.
And you, a little bit, I mean, yeah, it's great doing bigger places, and there's four or five of you on stage, I know, but there's something special about actually holding people to listen to what you're doing, isn't there? Well, it's a great buzz, isn't it?
The very first thing I did was my wife Linda, in our village where we live in Oxfordshire, she organises a party in the park. She's on the committee, one of the people who helped organise it. And to cut a long story short, 9 or 10 bands turn up, they play on a wagon in the playing field, a few stalls, it's lovely. But she was let down by the opening band, they didn't turn up.
Oh, right, okay.
So I said, well, okay, I'll grab my tenor guitar and I'll go down and do something, you know.
Yeah.
And once I'd started, it was I'm Already There, I think, was the first song I did, stuff that I knew then, yeah. And I just liked the idea that if I wanted to do an instrumental section after a verse, I could do it. And then back into the song again. And it was like a freedom that in a band, you know, you have different freedoms in a band, but the freedom you don't have is to move away from the arrangement, if you fancy it at the time.
Yeah. Did you get any heckles at the time? We don't want any Chris Leslie tribute acts here, thank you very much.
Yes. He looks far too young. Get him off. So it was, you know, that was the moment that I thought, oh, I enjoyed that.
Yeah. So you're going to do it every year now then, eh?
Yeah.
Really?
When's the next set of dates?
This year, they're up on the Fairport website now.
We must come see, because we missed it last time.
And on my own website as well. And I would have put a few more, I think there's 6 or 7 dates in, and I would have done a few more, but we are recording an album, Fairport album, around that time, so I didn't take any more, because I knew we were putting studio time in. But I do enjoy it, you know.
Well, hopefully you'll be sort of my neck of the woods. You're doing London and home counties, are you?
Well, you have to have a look at that. I can't remember. No, it's mainly this area north at the moment. Maybe next year things... It's growing very slowly, very gradually, you know, which is how I want it, you know.
So what you're actually saying there is that me and Darren might have to have a weekend away.
Exactly.
Getting drunk.
Exactly.
Coming to see you.
Exactly. But
so that's a bit of, you know, it's a terrible thing for us to do.
Someone's got to do it.
Yeah, you know, it means sleeping with Darren, not literally, but, you know, in the same sort of room, and getting drunk together.
In the same room, you've been Dennis Russoff.
and getting drunk and going, well, we should make that a date, shouldn't we? Yeah, we will come and see you this time. We missed you last time.
Well, we went to a brilliant gig at the Brass Nose about a month ago. Gandalf Murphy and the Slambogian Circus of Dreams.
What a fabulous name.
They're called the Grand Slambogians now, they changed the names, but so are you going to play the village at all on part of the tour? Do you play the Brass Nose at all?
No, it's not, because I'm doing Banbury Folk Club. I feel very loyal to the old folk club. It's been Derek and Mary, they do a wonderful job.
That's at the Mill, is it?
No, it's moved. It's moved to a pub in the town, which is, I should know.
Yeah, well, we
you can look it up on the website.
So on the new Fairport album, briefly, have you written any songs for that sometimes you write some songs for your own and you think, I'll put them aside and then the rest are for Fairport, or does it all kind of fall into place?
I tend to write with Fairport in mind for things. Sometimes things just come out. I mean, there's a few songs on my solo album that definitely weren't with Fairport in mind. In fact, funny, one of them, Theodore's song, was actually done the hop from my album onto the Fairport album as well. We played it on the winter tour, I was very glad to take my album out on that tour. Peggy said, well, let's do a song for it, you know. And because we've got the band arrangement of it, it was deemed to do it on the Fairport album too, so that's a nice thing to have.
Nice, yeah, nice little crossover, isn't it?
Yeah.
Brilliant stuff. Oh, well, listen, it's been a pleasure talking to you as ever, and we will make a date, won't we? We'll come
fantastic.
And see you.
We will, yeah. We've got to cut this short because we're only about 10 minutes.
Well, they said 10 minutes, and I'll tell you, we're so pro, we're 9 minutes 44 seconds.
Wow, I would expect nothing less from you wonderful guys,
that.
You see. Look
9 minutes 44 seconds, and we're getting the wrap up there. Fantastic. Chris, lovely talking to you again.
My
Thanks
pleasure.
Very much indeed.
Thank you.
And we'll enjoy the rest of the festival.
Have
can't wait for you
weekend.
To play,
Thank
and we'll see you at your solo gigs as well.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much, mate. Bye-bye.